Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I wonder what the apparently ladies would say. And Johnsos is in our studio, and Tracy Weiner, both former producers here at WGN Radio and now podcasters on the WGN platforms. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi, John. Hi, John.
Want to jump into that conversation at all?
I was wondering if you make less money and you're driving a car that could be more faulty or, you know, have a taillight out.
Right.
Does that...
It's part of it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is the same thing. It's easier for me to get my car fixed and keep it in running order, and maybe it goes out and you don't even know it's out. I mean, really, how do you know when your taillight's out, but a police officer pulls you over?
Right, so that weighs in.
So, this was all on my mind as I was going through an intersection this week and thought about that. I haven't got my ticket in the mail. Maybe I'm going to dodge it this time, but... If I got the ticket, I could afford it, and it would be easier for me than some people.
There's a stretch of road on Irving Park in the city.
I was on Irving Park.
Okay. And when we go by, my husband says to my daughters, this is where Mommy always gets her tickets.
Where are the cross intersections?
It's right by the cemetery and near Sheffield and Irving.
Yeah, that's my neighborhood.
Yes. And every time I go 31 miles an hour, because it's a 30-mile-an-hour zone, because there's a tiny park next to the cemetery.
Yes, there is. Those are the zones.
Yeah.
And then I think schools are also flagged in the city.
Yes.
Ladies, that's not why you're here, though. Tracy, why are you here?
We're here.
Stop. Go.
You're silent. Don't make me yell.
Yes. That's good, because that's the theme of your podcast.
Yeah, we're, you know, it's a new year. We're trying to, like, think about things a little differently. You have time to reflect over the holidays about what you're good or bad at with your kids, and we decided to do an episode on yelling because it happens in my house.
Do you yell?
Yeah.
Well, you're a loud person. I mean, your laugh is funny. No, am I right about that?
Yes.
I don't mean that critically at all.
Oh, okay.
I mean, your joy is infectious. You're a voluble.
She lives
I'm
out
passionate.
Loud.
Passionate.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So I could see you being angry and raising your voice, but I've never heard you raise your voice in anger. Do you yell at your kids?
Oh, yeah. There's a good reason why the windows are always closed in my house. We go right from air conditioning to heat and vice versa.
Right. Yeah. Doors are always windows closed. How about you, Ann?
I have something that we call the mommy growl.
Right.
So when I am angry, I'm like, get in the car. And then they have to listen very closely because they can't quite hear me. And they stop what they're doing and get in the car.
What's the angry voice for you like?
Calm downstairs!
I don't mind that one.
It's like the intercom system in my house. Well, you remember, you had boys. Like, when they're older, they go to their room.
Yeah,
like, it's a common thing.
So if they're upstairs,
right,
though, and I say, Grant, Griff, come on down. We're eating dinner. We're going. We got to be late. Let's go. That's one voice. That's one yell. But I'm angry at you, and we're 6 feet away, and I'm using that same voice.
I'd say I don't do that as often. I do raise my voice, but it's more of like to get a direct, like to get the outcome I'm looking for. Like, get your butt downstairs or get your shoes on. Like, I've asked you 15 times. You know you're going to school today. Get your shoes on.
So you ladies had an expert on to talk about what happens.
We
on this?
Did.
That's the theme of your thing. Yeah. You say, we're not the experts.
Right.
Let's get somebody who is.
We're absolutely average. And so there was a New York Times piece last fall that made us think of this. And what did he call it? The columnist said it was like the stupidest.
That's the biggest act of parental stupidity.
Yeah.
Is yelling at your kids?
Yes.
Yeah. And his name is Dr. Alan Kasdan. He's from Yale. And he is, an expert, and I have friends who took classes from him 30 years ago, and he has not changed at all. I said when we posted on Facebook, he left us speechless, which is the opposite of yelling, because he is so energetic and adamant, but also, like, he loves these lessons he's teaching.
What is the reason that you should not yell at your kids? You know what, Trace? I've got you're in the co-host position on my board, but never mind. Keep going.
I'm sorry.
You're good.
He said yelling is just not an effective use of communication. Like, if you're looking for a desired outcome, yelling is not... All yelling does, basically, he says, is teaching your kids to yell and scream.
Mm-hmm. So he has something else he calls the ABCs. And he says it's the antecedent, the behavior, and the
consequences.
So he says, let's say you don't have your shoes on, John. I say, I'd like you to put your shoes on when we're ready for school. Please, please,
please,
please. And with a gentle voice and a pleasing voice, please put your shoes on this morning. And then when the kid does it, you say, oh my gosh, you put your shoes on. Hugely effusive. And then a gentle touch.
Really, this is the method.
Yes.
If that doesn't come naturally for you at home, this is how you're supposed to do it.
And he actually brought up something else called negativity bias, which I didn't think about this before, but how often do you really, like, when things are going good, do you really acknowledge that?
Celebrate that.
He's like, your kids are sitting on the couch, they decide on a show on Netflix or watching TV, they're getting along. You don't say, wow, it's so great, you're getting along. It's when they start fighting about which show to watch that you go in there and you're like, stop fighting! And like it escalates. And so you're just perpetuating that behavior is what he's basically saying.
I don't think we appreciate enough how much a simple compliment for appropriate behavior is appreciated.
Yes.
By your boss, by your spouse, by your parents.
For sure. And the negativity bias, he says, is intrinsic. He talked about two antelope. And, you know, one's from New York and one's from California. And they're at the same watering hole. And the New York guy is going, oh, someone's going to eat us. Someone's going to attack us. What's going on here? And the California guy is like, nah, dude, it's good water.
Dude, this is awesome.
But he says, you know, who's going to survive? The one who's looking for the negativity? The one who's staying safe
by
being alert? Or the one who's like, hey, dude, that's great.
But I'm sorry, that's an argument for yelling, isn't it?
It's an argument for what we look for.
And why we do that.
We look for negatives.
Yeah.
Can I just add something as a recent
child?
Yeah. That's perfect. As a recent child, I acted more so out of fear when I was a kid.
You mean you were afraid you were going to get yelled at?
Yeah.
So you behaved appropriately?
Right.
Yeah.
You behaved that way before it happened? Like you behaved good because you were afraid of the yelling?
No, because I knew that I would get yelled at because I've been yelled at before as a kid.
So, but Elif, you're not a yeller now, are you?
No, you're not. Not around me.
I mean, very rarely.
You don't have kids either. I mean, maybe that's when you'll know. But I think that, you know, fear of getting yelled at is one thing. But there's probably ways to discipline or instruct your kids without using volume, right? Or even offering negative consequences. I thought what you were going to say, and maybe what you will, is that when you yell, you're not doing anything for the kid. It's just you. That's selfish.
Yes. It's cathartic. And we talked about
that. And that too. Yeah. It feels good sometimes.
It does. And he said, actually, do the ABC method, teach them good habits, and then go in the other room and yell. He said, you might be an opera singer somewhere, but don't do it in front of the kids.
Yeah, because sometimes that really does release the anger or tension that you have.
Yep.
And one of the biggest things that he said that I was telling my husband about was because parents have a tendency to caboose. Have you ever heard?
No.
Oh, this is
caboosing.
A good one.
This is good. It's like,
is that something you do in bed?
No comment. So anyway, he says that what's funny is that parents sabotage their behavior by praising and like saying something and then saying, I've told you 1,000 times, like if only you would have just done it the first time. And so he's like, praise, put duct tape on your mouth and walk out the door. Don't qualify and say, well, geez, I've told you this 1,000,000 times. I don't know why you didn't do it.
Yeah. So it's the idea that you do all the good behavior and you reward them for behaving well and then saying, see, you know, you could have done this right the first time.
Oh,
and then you undermine all of it.
Yeah. Well, the sarcasm probably doesn't travel well.
No.
As an instructional tool.
No, I mean, little kids don't get that.
Texter said this, John, yelling indicates one is out of control. Mm-hmm. And I think you just made that point. 708 says, does this doctor have kids? Maybe they're not buying this completely.
Oh, you know, it's a good point. I don't know. He's old enough to have grandkids. So.
Yeah. Well, but I know that a lot of really good ideas on paper just aren't practical in practice. And maybe that's what this person is suggesting. I can't imagine that my yelling at my son once in a blue moon was injurious.
Well, and also, right, there's a case where if the kid's going to step out into traffic, yelling is absolutely essential.
Yeah.
I mean, to create that surprise and fear is okay when they're in danger. It's just that if your go-to is to, you know, always be angry and always be frustrated, it doesn't help the kid and it doesn't help you.
Is this the same conversation with physical discipline, do you think?
Yes.
they actually talk about it in the New York Times article. It's talking about it likened it to spanking. Like spanking makes the parent like maybe it's a release for their frustration, but it doesn't really have a desired outcome. And through research, the doctor said this is
really
across the world research. This is the process.
And that's what this texter is all about. Does this guy really have kids? I mean, I think there's some people who think sometimes a kid needs to be yelled at. Sometimes a swat on the butt will keep the kid from doing it the next time because they don't want to get hit on the butt next time.
Right. Right.
How many of us have been raised with a bit of that kind of corporal discipline at home?
Right. It's research-based. I mean, he's at Yale.
It's research-based. But I think, okay, so maybe to some degree or another, yelling or spanking has worked in some circumstances. What he's asking us to do is hit the hard way. Reward good behavior. Be this patient, positive person. Hey, you kids are sitting on the sofa watching TV so nicely. Isn't that great? Oh, give me a break.
Well, it's really hard to notice the good stuff. You know, I said in the podcast, maybe we need a positivity bias. We should look for the good things.
But, yes.
Yeah.
But who has time?
Or you know, but I really think that that gets a little closer to everybody gets a trophy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, come on.
Well,
aren't there some expectations?
You don't have to fake it and be like, for the sake of saying something, like when it's warranted, I could see saying something. His point was that basically like when your husband comes home and you're like, how was your day, honey? And he's like, it was great, except for this one thing. People don't like if they had a good day, but one thing sucked and they're like, this stunk. They fixate on the one thing that is bad.
Yep.
Or if you have stock portfolio and they're all doing really great and the one stock tanks, you concentrate on that.
Well, what happens on our call and text lines? You're doing a good show. People are listening. They're listening. They are listeners.
Yes.
Maybe even fans of what you're doing. The time you said that one thing, that's when they reach out to us.
Well, and that's also what you focus on, too. Because I remember when I was doing the morning show, we could get 100 nice compliments, and then one person would say something mean, and I'd be like, no.
Or how about a little positivity bias out there, listeners? So... Maybe you all ought to start texting and calling, going, just wanted to let you know you're doing thumbs up. Look at you talking on the radio.
Every day.
And you showed up on time.
Yes. Oh,
not everybody here does that.
Yes, that's true.
So they don't get that praise. This one, though, says, what does 708 text, what does Mr. Yale guy say about swearing?
Ooh, we didn't talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes that comes with the volume, sometimes not, but...
I have a friend who swears like a sailor, and her whole deal is, do as I say, not as I do. Her kids don't flinch when she swears, but they're not allowed to do it themselves. Now, I imagine they'll grow up and they will also swear.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
773, I wonder how many parents follow this, because things go nuts, so does the train of thought. So when you're really angry or when you're...
Yeah.
When the kid's really misbehaving, it's maybe hard to talk about...
Yeah.
To do the things we're talking about.
Right. It's out of frustration that you're yelling. Like, my kids know every day they're going to school and they know what time to go. So it's not like, how many times do you have to tell them?
Well, what about this? I agree with what you all are saying. And I think intellectually we all understand it.
Yes, putting into practice is different.
And I also think that we also think it's a little BS, because I think if the kids see you as soft, if you're not assertive, then maybe they're going to take advantage of it. Pat the firefighter texts, I see these parents who talk softly and gently to their kids, and they're terrible. They're rude, disrespectful, and out of control. You know, the parent that says, hey, let's use our inside voice. That one.
Uh-huh.
Like, why don't you use your inside voice, Mom? I'm going crazy!
Or when you're at a restaurant and the parents are just calmly eating while their kids are running around.
Have you ever seen a parent do this? Say, that's it. Pick up and walk the kid out. And we walk out. You know, the check is...
I've done it. At Target?
And you should. I mean, really, I don't see that enough.
Also, as a recent child, I'd like to say that when your parents said, we're going to the bathroom, I'm like, no, I don't have to go. No, I'm good. That was always bad.
Wait, you shouldn't do that?
Parents are taking you to the bathroom, they're going to scold you in there.
Oh, so yours did it quietly.
Oh, so yeah, they pulled me away from... Yeah.
312-981-7200, your last calls and comments. This is a podcast that we're talking about. It's called Apparently, and it's with Ann Johnsos and Tracy Weiner. And if you want to listen to it, I'll give you the details on how. You probably know, wherever you listen to podcasts, look for spelled U-H.
U-H, yes.
Apparently. A couple minutes left with Ann Johnsos and Tracy Weiner. They're Apparently podcast. You can get wherever you listen to find our podcast. We also posted at the WGN Radio platform, I think, right? Can you listen to it at WGNRadio.com?
Absolutely.
Just look for podcasts or wherever you listen to find their podcasts. Look for UH Parently. Is there a dash in there?
There is a dash. Dash Parent Dash Lee.
So almost three words. Parent Lee is the podcast. These ladies find experts on things like should you yell at your kids or not. You talked about positive reinforcement. This 630 texter said, I'm so pleased with how well you are all getting along together on the show. 815 says, you all are doing a heck of a job. And from 630, look at you, John Williams. Good job. Way to go, buddy. You got this. So I thank you for those nice texts. But this one, 262 lady says, hey, John, I'm not being a smartass, but what these ladies are describing is the exact way my dog trainer tells me to train my dog. I'm okay with that. I get that completely. I think kids and dogs are similar in that sense, right?
Well, you train them.
Yes.
The idea is to create good habits, and they can't create good habits unless you tell them what those good habits are.
So if your dog goes to the bathroom the way you want, or eats the way you want, or heals the way you want, you give him a little cookie and you say, oh, good dog, good boy.
Yep.
And do we do that to our kids?
No.
Not as much as
not
maybe.
Really.
Almost never when they go to the bathroom.
But I mean, think about that. The common positive but expected behaviors that our kids exhibit, we should go out of our way to once in a while reward that a little bit. And then maybe we won't have so many of the other opportunities to yell.
That's his whole premise, yes.
Yeah. Didn't you just feel great when someone told you you're doing a good job?
Yeah, I do. And it's funny because my wife will sometimes say, well, you get plenty of praise, John. I go, I get plenty of both.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I need and so appreciate the positive.
Yes.
You know, and you think, oh, you're a broadcaster, you've got thick skin. Yeah, all of that. I'm still a person inside.
Yes.
And I think we all appreciate sometimes the kindest or simplest affirmations.
Yep.
Ladies, I'm listening to, I'm looking forward to listening to this latest episode. Is that on the platform now?
Yep, yes, it's on today.
Okay, Parent Lee, the podcast with Ann Johnsos and Tracy Weiner. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, John.
Yeah, well
done. Thanks for having us.
Keep doing what you're doing.